Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 17th, 2020. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about targeted sanctions.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com. And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about European Union sanctions.
The European Union has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, the Zimbabwe Defence Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses.
In a statement, the EU indicated that they have suspended the restrictive measures on Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, Army Commander Valerie Sbanda, former First Lady Grace Mugabe, and her late husband Robert Mugabe. These have been on suspended sanctions since 2014.
The EU says the arms embargo, as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries, do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment, or trade. The EU is urging Zimbabwean authorities to uphold the rule of law and human rights. The regional bloc says it's ready to renew a whole range of its policies at any time when justified based on developments in the country.
The EU is calling on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population.
Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice. And the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition to an inclusive national dialogue, is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe.
Reacting to the EU's move, Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister Siphosiso Moyo commended the regional bloc for easing the restrictive measures.
In a statement, Moyo said, quote, "We view this development as an acknowledgement of the progress made in terms of the broad reforms agenda we have set ourselves and to which we are fully committed," end quote.
The West imposed targeted sanctions on the ruling ZANU-PF officials and some companies following allegations of election rigging and human rights abuses. Zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo lapha ke namhlanje sikhuluma ke ngezijeziso zenotho. Siyabona ke ukuthi i-European Union ithi ke lokhu belezi zijeziso lezi ezifakelwe iZimbabwe Industries bathi vele akusoze kuyekethiswe. Baphinde bethula njalo lokuthi umnumzana kube ngithi uVice President Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya ke ucommander we-army uValerie Sbanda, kuzobuya lo Grace Mugabe, kanye lomunye uRobert Mugabe, bakuloko kuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So kutsho ukuthi ngakwelinye ilihlo akukakhitshwa izijeziso lezi, kukhanya ngazani ke lokho zi-suspended kunaphana ukuthi nxa ukuthi kungaba lento ehluphayo bazibisela. Kodwa ke sizeza ukuthi bathini ke abacubungula khonokho okwenzakalayo. So ke bathi ke ngokukhipha khonokho abakwenzileyo, kukhanya ngazani akusoze kuthinta abantu ngendlela yonke nje, njalo lo mnotho welizwe kawusoze uthundubezwe izijeziso lezi. So sifuna ukuza ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Njalo ke umnumzana Siphosiso Moyo obona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe uthabele kakhulu ukuthi hayi, kukhanya ngazani i-EU ilesifiso sokuthi izijeziso lezi zesulwe. Ngakho kuthe ke hayi, ubona ngazani khonokho kulokuphumelela okuthize okwenziwa i-EU kunjalo kumavulasi.
Aiwa, kuna wachango vakupinda mshirongwa. Tino kuchingamiza hii pano pachirongwa chedu. Pa Live Talk, pa VOA Facebook page, liyo yeshona. Nasi tukutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango. Yanzi iyo ne, neboka kana utisangano re European Union, Paris jino. Vambo ita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vari pazvirango izvi. Asi, company ye Zimbabwe Defense Forces yanzi icharamba iripa, iripo ipapo yakatemerwa zvirango. Zvaka simbarara chaizvo vachiti ivo. Kana vamwe vachi vari kunzi ivo, vari vanzi vambo zvirango zvavo zvaitwa suspended. Vanosanganisira vanhu vana vataurwa mumagwaro. Vanosanganisira vaConstantino Chiwenga, gurukota rezvekurima vaParents Shiri, mukuru wemauto vaPhilip Valerio Sibanda, pamwe naamai Grace Mugabe, vaive mudzimai wevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika muchakabvuva Robert Mugabe. Vanzi ivo vamboiswa pamasuspension iwaya enyaya dzezvezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika neEuropean Union. Asi tiri kuona isu kuti company yeZimbabwe Defense Forces iri kunzi iyo icharamba iri pazvirango, uyezve kwe gore rinouya vanenge vari kuona ivo veEuropean Union kuti pane zvichachinja here muZimbabwe. Vari kuti ivo pane nyaya yekurayiwa kwakaitwa vanhu mushure mesarudzo dzakaitwa munyika, uyezve pakawanikwa pachiitwa Mohlante Commission. Asi vanoti havana kuzoona chakabuda pane zvakataurwa. Saka ndosaka company iyo yeZimbabwe Defense Industry yaramba iri pazvirango. Asi regei timbonzwa kubva kumutauriri wesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vaMavelas Khumalo, vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura pamusoro pedanho ratorwa neEU iri.
Tinogamuchira danho ratorwa neEuropean Union rekusiya kambani yezvombo iyo yehurumende yeZimbabwe Defense Industries iri pazvirango zveupfumi. Tinoona nguva zhinji kambani iyi ndiyo inoshandiswa kuunganidza mari nekuunza zvombo muno munyika. Tinoona ndo zvombo zviri kushandiswa kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Kambani iyi haingarambi ichishandiswa nehurumende kuita mabasa eudzvanyiriri kuti vanhu vasakwanise kunge vachiinjoya kodzero dzavo dzakafanana ne the right to assembly, the right to association, freedom of speech, nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaMavelas Khumalo vesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Regai tinzwe zvakare kubva kune bato reMDC vaLuke Tamborinyoka. Tozonzwa kubva kuzano PF vachitaurawo pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yezvirango vaMutodi.
Dzimwe nyika dzinokoshesa upenyu hwevanhu. Saka namuri hurumende muchidashura nekuponda vanhu venyu, zvinonetsa kuti dzimwe nyika dzitambire zvakadaro. Saka ivo vanhu vezana vanoziva zvavanofanira kuita kana vachida kuti vanyatsorespectwa nedzimwe nyika, uyezve kuti vachidyidzana nedzimwe nyika sezvavari kutaura vari kuti engagement re-engagement drive.
Iyoyo inyaya iri muhurumende, inyaya iri mukati memaofisi edu ehurumende. Ticharamba tichiongorora, tichikurukurirana zvakare neEU, tichionesana mafambiro akaita zvinhu, nokuti kune mareports anotaura kuti kuine mahooligans aipindira paiita mademonstrations, vanga vakabata zvigwagwagwa, vanogona kudaro vari vanhu vakashandisa zvigwagwagwa izvozvo kuita zvisiri izvo kupfuura vanhu kuti zvizonzi hurumende ndo yazviita. At the same time tine zvakabuda mucommission yavamafande. Saka zvose izvo tiri kuzviwerengedza pamwe chete. Tova nedecision yatinechaita sehurumende, iri danho rinotorwa nehurumende yamunangagwa kuti tione kuti tingadile sei nevanonenerwa kana kuti nevachange vachibatwa nemhosva yekunge vaita izvo.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaEnergy Mutodi vesangano reZANU PF, uyezve tanzwa kubva kuna vaLuke Tamborinyoka vebato reMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvaitwa neEU nasi. Gibbs.
Now, let's read exactly what the EU said about these targeted sanctions. So, in one of the paragraphs, the EU wrote, the EU, quote, the EU has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses. The restrictive measures against the four individuals are suspended. The arms embargo as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment or trade. They are motivated by the EU's intention to encourage a demonstrable commitment by the Zimbabwean authorities to upholding the rule of law and human rights. So now, end quote. So in a way, these guys are saying the restrictive measures against those four are actually suspended. So, but if you check about what has been happening over the years, since 2014,
mm-hmm.
those restrictive measures have been suspended among these securocrats. So, which means they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions. So it's a question of suspending them, putting them in a shelf where they can easily dust them and make them live. So we are yet to get the MTC spokesperson or the presidential spokesperson of the MTC party, that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. And we've got some ZANU-PF activists as well that are coming on board. So ke zulukani ndaba siyabona ukuthi EU lapha iyakhuluma sibilo kuzwayo. Ikhuluma ngokuthi ke ama sanctions lawa ahlala ekhona kuZimbabwe defense industries. Kuta kulaba abane abaqanjiweyo abanjengo Vice President uKonstantina Chiwenga, kuzobuya uArmy Commander uValerie Sibanda, kuzobuya ke unkosikazi Grace Mgabe lomoyi uRobert Mgabe. Kuthiwa ke phansi kwalokho okuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So-ke i-EU ayizange iphumele egcekeni, ayitshongo ukuthi ama-sanctions lawa asesusiwe. So kulapho ngani babanjwe khona ukuthi abazange bekuzwisise ngemfanelo kumbe abantu bebandla leZANU-PF. Nxa sesikhangela-ke okwethulwe ngumnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, obona-ke ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe, uthe bayakuthakazelela khonokho okwenzakalayo. So uza kubala-ke ngesikhiwa ngamafitshane. Uthi, quote, "We maintain that these and other sanctions or measures imposed against Zimbabwe are unjustified and outdated, that they actually hinder our reform trajectory, and that all such measures should be removed, especially at a time when government is confronted by the daunting consequences of natural disaster and devastating drought," end quote. So then he continues by saying, quote, "We are, of course, grateful for the support and assistance being provided by the EU to bolster government's own efforts to ensure food security for all," end quote. So, ke lapha mavela siyabonga kakhulu ke uNomzana Sibusiso Moyo. Ekhuluma ukuthi hayi kwenyakazana izijeziso lezi zengani bezibathwalise nzima, kodwa ke singazi ukuthi njengoba kungakhanya ukuthi bazisusile kuya ngaphi lokho.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tinoona pana Crispo Tebe ari kuti kutoteerera zvedu tiri pagokwe kuchipere village ndokutaura kuri kuita vamwe vari pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA. Shona hapo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango uyezve tichiona kuti European Union nhasi yazivisa kuti ichamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vana vaKonstantino Chiwenga, vaParents Shiri na Mai Grace Mugabe na Philip Valerio Sibanda. Asi vachitaura ivo kuti yatingati yekambani yeZimbabwe defense industry icharamba iri papo pama sanctions European Union. Chrissy Dine Botha Erasmus ari kuti ndakaringa ndiri pagokwe North Nembudzia Nyaurungwe kuward 22 Love Mochinengo ari kuti ndifonerei baba Junior Prince Muvamba ari kuti I'm watching you, I'm here in Cape Town. Kayalecha, Mike Nyakujiganza, I'm watching you, I'm in Pretoria. Kegosi Tedias Mfana Dzivakwe, anzi tiri kuno kuBotswana zvedu. Augustine Terera yakuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg ku Springs. Simon Chinukutira, and I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Terence Naro, ati maswera seko zvenyu ana Maduve muri nemuri yese ye Studio 7 aiwa taswera zvakanaka mu studio nhasi muna Duve. Gilbert Makopa anzi watching you live from Nelspruit in South Africa. Sam Eagle ari kuti tiri kuno ku Johannesburg ku Cosmos City. Sekutaura kwaita Gibbs Dube takamirira panapa kuti tinge tiri kuita hurukuro neveZANU-PF uyezve neveMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvaitika izvi. Sam Eagle anzi I'm watching you from Joburg. Morton Moto anzi maswera seko tetemavhi I'm watching you from Midrand. Kuno kuJohannesburg Bezari Gwekwere. And I'm watching you from Pretoria, Linus Madzura. And how are you today, Mavi? I'm watching you from Cape Town, ku South Africa. Kana mchida uti mpinde mchirongwa, iva emanyora namba zenyu. Maka isafa kare ma code numbers enyu, kutitigo kufonera I Gibbs.
Yes, so the European Union says Zimbabwe is going through a multifaceted, prolonged and deep crisis.
Mm.
And it says the transition in Zimbabwe nevertheless opened doors for economic and political reforms, which the then newly elected government committed to implement. So it then says the European Union remains ready to support these policies as underlined in the Council conclusions adopted on 22 January 2018. Then seizing opportunities for real transformation would facilitate steps towards deeper re-engagement of the EU based on mutual commitments and shared values in line with the 2030 agenda and focused on human rights, democracy, governance, and rule of law. Then it says, I think this is very important,
mm-hmm.
quote, the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deterioration, deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So there you are. I think I'll repeat that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So but to kanya zani e Zimbabwe, kuhano zale lingwe. So but yinking alapa mavela sukuti, space set democracy
mm-hmm.
e Zimbabwe as clearly, space set democracy e Zimbabwe siluchwa nika kulu. Kuzobuya lo mukhohlakali bathi kugcwele okunyokumangalisayo kwele Zimbabwe. So kwenza ukuthi abantu bakhahlanyezwe njalo umnotho ungathuthuki ngemfanelo. So ngizokuthi silomuntu lapha singabe silobani ecingweni. Wathi simamukele umuntu osecingweni. Sakubona ecingweni kunjani?
Umnumzana kunjani?
Siyaphila mfowethu, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ngikhuluma noMasuku lapha eNkabazi.
Ye, Masuku uyaphila yini baba?
Ngiyaphila mnumzana kunjani yapha?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Sizwa kuthiwa ke i-EU ithi khona ke ama-sanctions lawa a-impozwa kuZimbabwe Defence Industries alokhu ekhona. Baba sebebalisa ke Operance Shiri, kuzobuya ke uVP Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya njalo lo Mrs. Grace Mgabe kanye lo Moyi uRobert Mgabe. Bathi khonapho ke kukhanya laba baku-suspended sanctions. So kodwa abaphumele egcekeni ukuthi sebawaliftile ama-sanctions lawa kulaba ke abane. So ke wena ubona njani ngakho konoko?
Mina ukubona kwami bafowethu ibizeleli ukuthi nje kwesinye isikhathi nxa sikubona ngezinye indlela. But I'm seeing ukuthi these people abakhulunywa ngabo laba abantu laba, they need a decisive decision engani iletha ukuthi abantu abayenza khonokho kube le time frame. We have been in these countries for long. Abantu laba they've held that situation for almost 20 years. I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And nothing has changed. As one can, this is how we say about 100, whatever the number. But they are benefiting out of this. I don't support them in any way. But one can, when they are benefiting much out of this. So they are not even feeling anything. They have made a decision. Ngabe bakulifile sibone ukuthi kathi khona bona bazaphila njani nabanye abantu. Wakathesi bayakwanisa ukuthi bangatshentsha, there's no bhoti ongakwanisa ukuthi ababone ukuthi batshentshise. They are feeling irregardless of ukuthi they are sanctioned. So mina ukufila wami, I was feeling of the feeling of ukuthi ngabe i-European Union should lift all these sanctions. Bona ukuthi kathi vele lapho esingancedana nabo abantu laba basincede nabo ngoba, you know, abantu laba kathesi kusasa babulela abantu kuma-elections, babulela abantu kuma-strike. Uyabona ukuthi kwenza kwabo vele they don't want to get out of these sanctions. Kwa wazi kuti vava out of these sanctions vange nemu commonwealth and everything. Besiya kuma meetings they were not to be asked. Yave funi kuti vapendule. But as long as they are out of this thing, Saza venoko vekala hane kuti ama sanctions are not in your in commonwealth. They send the same thing for the next 30 or so years. So I feel like we can have a talk on a European Union and meet them, those green budgets. Meet all these sanctions. They monitor these people. Katesi siya lamba, wababu, nabaya suta. Ya diamonds, ya mines, ya, there are no checks and balances in other things. They didn't tango. Opa niki tango, nilapu ya chonza, afalis kwa men, fansange, nilapa chonza. No, there are no checks and balances. But the wababu ya bantu ni wati, because of sanctions. But what are the three to eat? Mkabe is one of the richest persons out of this country.
Siyakuzwa baba Masuku, ungathina kusasa uphenduke phela kuprogramu ezilandelayo.
Ngiyabonga landibelimvumela uma sengizana ngumuntu owabemelela ukulinda ukuthi nami ngeke ngikhulume sibili, hhayi zabakhiphro amasansi babone laba bantu ukuthi basibulala kuphi.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu ungathina kusasa.
Ngiyabonga.
So that is Mr. Masuku. He is in the Midlands. He says the best solution here is to lift these sanctions and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So he says he presumes that these people want the sanctions to be always there so that they do anything that they want. So he says, please, the EU and others should lift these sanctions and then we navigate from there.
Very interesting take, but I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Aiwa, tukutawana nanu ya shamuru gupi, tiriwadi.
Uwefletishipi ya marara mzimbabu.
Aiwa, tawaraitinzi, wemuruku nzuwanya ya jiranguji. Munoona osi.
Aiwa, panye ya jiranguji upumigati. Ina, nisiku wana ya chukuchi ya mama zimbabu ya mweni. Nukuti pa ishi ya jiranguji upumizi, ikundi zimbabu defense industry. Inuwa ya zombo. Inuwa tina wondo ya tuku naito. Sakaibabu tumechema chi. To vayapo. Kwenda pa ishu pa inyaye kiyesu wakaitiva chongozo upumi inyaya yeku kuchukua kuko jirevano kwa kapa uti chongozo upumi zi hitu kwezi iyo zizi kutuwa ni hile nika jiripa chena ingo tikitai ma kutuwa za zengi jiripa chena zina chito uti zinuwa urumendi mbe inotongwa ne Asiye zino, zanuti ya pewa chansa majority ya yon parliament. Chiguita, kuita shigamba. Zagapa zile running mate, ilipo ya, wangu faiti wa kishinze, asitake votere siso, awana kui implementa pa pili ya selection ya 2018. Na asu unota akutanga kutizu to, ma sanction. Tambote ze constitution ya cho. Wano wakapu ya 2018. Waka seta commission of inquiry yao, utawone zizu wana kondireta kutivano wangu wa chifa. Wano wakafanyika pasireta nichuona muta utimararo. Asi, chonesa, apana chachambu implementa zwa rekomendwa. Ne commission ya murlande ya. Na nasa vanita pisa hituwa. Afita hakuchema nye kutianzi masanches. Ndiwezo za kwa ni masanches. Ngati mboteze mbundele mtemu. So ito ote awaya nga asungwe. Aba nga asungwe. So teze ya kote zewanu. Zewanu za kondushe ni wanu. So wana jitu kutii. Ano ambaripu ya masanches.
Sakadai mai wanamka na uktaura ne masangano. Kadai sana iwi wa yapanya iyo imaitishi.
Ndiwezo wati nambaya maka zanya. Kushika sana kakuti tiite susu kileze bunge mkemo ngati zeremu uzido zevano kunyanya kwa kuti yutile kire kana shakala iso aiwa isati kuwana za tuku ndire nyoki masanshienzi kwa hapo kwao kana sanaka kwao wana wangu wana iwa azine iyo shukwe kwa wana mnika niye kwa kita pia muna alenda iteza maraka shaika ama kwa mangana shaika anaka na tres mopi wa masanshienzi moto watanzi no munu gawa nike inibu moto watanzi no watili susu
Hodai mai wanamuka nukta ura ne urume ndi maiti chine shalari kunzi ne European Union wa gadzirisi.
ndaiti ngatedzere zvekutaura neupeni union nerezvekutaura neupeni union haisi kutaura zvayo zvemutoro wayo ikutaura zvebumbiro remutemo remuzimbabwe yakasarudzwa nevana vemuzimbabwe kuti teedzerai bumbiro remutemo saka ivo chikwana chatedzere bumbiro remutemo chii ngavatedzere bumbiro remutemo vanhu vasanyenzera namba arikwere
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka Okay. Gibbs, our caller there is actually saying he feels the sanctions should stay on and Zimbabwe needs to just reform. They need to look at what reforms the European Union are asking them to do and then fulfill those reforms and everything should be okay.
Yes, and here's what the EU further says. The EU calls on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population. Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice, and the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition, an inclusive national dialogue is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe. Now I'm told we've got support on the line. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi nyaphila baba.
Ye ngikhuluma lo bani?
Eh lo lami lami Ndlovu.
Ye Ndlovini, injani impilo yakho?
Hayi yanenga.
Ye naku ke ama sanctions lawa esikhuluma ngawo. Kukhanya ngazani European Union ithi iZimbabwe Defence Industries kuyamele ihlale ingaphansi kwezijezo lezi. Njalo kuzobuya ke OVP Constantino Chiwenga kuzobuya ke Army Commander uValerius Banda njalo lonkosikazi Grace Mgabe bakuloko kuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions so wena ngokwakho uzwa ukuthi bajoni khonapho
mina engibona abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi balobuthongo bangaboni engani bona bafakelwe ngamazwi ama-sanctions bona abantu beZimbabwe yibo abazifakela ama-sanctions ikakhulu yona laba abantu abasezihlaleni eziphezulu ama-minister ngoba akwenza ukuthi kunje lami kathese emasimini kwabanyalima ngathiwa amakule ngihambe se-DMP sebe ngithathela bethi ngithele ukuthi indaba ngilimile ngivele khonapho ngithela engazange wancedisa ngalutho so akula ma-sanction akhona afakwe ngabantu bangaphandle abantu bakithi lapha yibo abafaka ama-sanction ngoba ngiya bezoncediswa bafuna ukudla kubona okuningi bendlela ezikhwane zabo lwana umuntu oncedisayo olemetriliyeni ozayabhada izisele ezethinaasatholanga lutho akula ma-sanction abafakeleyo laba abantu
so lapha utsho ukuthi vele abantu yibo abafakelwa ama-sanction nguhulumente
ye abantu bafaka ama-sanction nguhulumente ngikhuluma kanje yona lo nyaka esiphuma ku-2019 sesilamabele zihambe se-game b imali zakhona zafakwa emafoni zabo yaso zingasancedisi ngalutho sokuthekiswe kwathekisa izinto ezingakhanyi ukuthi kuyini zasidlela nje imali zethu mahara kwakhanyi kwakho apha sitheya le mali yomthelo futhi
singathi awubazwele sibili
hayi zohulumente yaloo khona kaphume yikho kuzayenza ukuthi ilizwe leli lidikane ngoba ncama umuntu eza kuye zosincedisa la sizakwazi ukuthi thina njengabantu abancediswayo sizuze khonokho okulingeneyo kuyokuthi sihle sibulale nalo muntu onekhampani ezoncedisa la phela lapho into eyenzakalayo ngathi ukuthi yabancedisa bahle bokuhlala entanyeni bathi bakubulale ranti uyaphuma lani yona osebenzayo
kuzima mfowethu uthe sibongombani undlovu
ye
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ngabo segogwe
hayi selupane yapha elupane east
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile phose lokugcina ndlovini
hayi siyabonga madoda hayi uhulumende lo khona shiwa siyacela akakazinika amakhwapha abone since 1980 yokhe ebulala ilizwe siyaphambili ngazi lethi bayatshintsha lapha kufanele ukuthi umuntu akhuphe ulutho efrijini afake kukhula box ayike ine kancane zaliphefu lize lizavuka madoda
hayi kuyazwakala siyabonga kakhulu ungathelela kusasa baba Ndlovu
hayi sibonile
ya so according to Mr. Ndlovu in Lupane he says people have sanctions imposed on them by the government he says for example you know the government raided their granaries and they took the maize to GMP that is some years ago maybe about a year or so ago and he says they never got anything out of that so he says they've been trying to get something but they can't. So he says the government must go simple and it doesn't feel pity for those people with sanctions imposed on them.
Very interesting indeed. Purity Goku, I'm watching you from Durban in South Africa. Kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa vamwe vemuhurumende nesangano reEuropean Union. Taona nhasi European Union ichizivisa iyo kuti yaisa pasuspension vamwe vanhu vana, asi kambani yeZimbabwe Defence Industry icharamba iri pazvirango izvozvi. Ndisekuti pane zvakawanda zvakaitika munguva iyo pakaita sarudzo uyezve tikaona vanhu vachiurayiwa. Vari kuti ivo European Union dai hurumende yaedza kugadzirisa zvakawanda munyika sei zvakataurwa neMotlanthe Commission kuti vagadzirise. Ashley Masango asks kuti that's a wrong move from the European Union to remove sanctions to some of the ministers. Instead, they must be sanctioned more for the brutality of innocent people, and sanctions must be removed the day ZANU-PF is removed from power. When you remove sanction to those heartless thugs, it's like you're giving them more authority and power to resume dictating the ordinary citizens. Hanze ndiri kuno ku South Africa. Tasotapfuma magasa, hanze ndiri kukuona ndiri kuno ku uzumba, kuzumbu, ku Mozambique, ndinonzi Taso Magaso. Ashley Masango, hanze, I'm in Hadesprut, South Africa. I want to share some important information on why the EU were not supposed to remove the sanctions. The Ashley, we had a phone. Ashley, can I make a quiz a code number? You say code number, you because to go in a number, that is because of Mugupi. Kennedy is a one. Makadiko team VOA. I'm watching you live from Harare, Gibbs.
Yeah, Unjalon Zoktas Locola. Come on. Cola Unjan.
Hello.
Yabo Cola Unjan.
Magadini.
Makadi, and you call a Makadi, and you.
Magadini madam.
Tiri wadi wada meno. Tiri kutawata nani uyeshe mrikupi?
Tiri ndiri kuna kubotswana kwa Francis Town.
Kwa kadi kubotswana?
Kuna kuregistere.
Tipe ufu nkwa zenyu?
Kwa mana, sanctions nga zire kukubiswa yu.
Taurayitins.
Nga zire kukubiswa, because tiku tsaga nzira yu. Sanctions nga zaka mbo izirwei. Zaka mbo itirwei sanctions nga kana tikatsvaga reason kana kuti munhu akarwaraka tikatsvaga the cause ye disease munhu haangaponi, hapana munhu anopona. Asi mukatsvaga kuti munhu charwadzisa munhu chii, morapa chirwere pachabva then timarapa munhu. Saka tikataura nesankisheni kuti dzabviswa tisingazivi kuti dzakamboisirwei sankisheni idzodzo, then hapana zvataita. Tinofanira kuziva kuti dzakaisirwei.
Saka semaonero yenyu imi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nemasangano akadai sana European Union maitichi?
Ndaitota kuti sungai sitereki. Totorai vamwe wacho muise futi ipapo munamire. Hazvibatsiri kuti kuna vamwe vanhu vari kushayikwa, kuna vanhu vari kuurayiwa, kuna vanhu vari kufa nenzara because munhu vanhu vashoma shoma. Hazvibatsiri.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu.
Sankisheni idzi ka hatisi kuti isankisheni dze. The economic, you know, the personal is sanctioned. It's not the economic sanction. The personal sanction. The one who is going to go and go overseas, so they are going to go overseas. Go it. Who is going to go away? Who is going to go away? Stefan, Stefan,
aiwa, tinotenda hanzvadzi, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Ndizvozvo mhaiyo.
Bye-bye. Gibbs, the caller there is actually saying these sanctions should be intensified because he says a lot of people are not getting treatment in Zimbabwe. They have to, you know, but he feels that they are not really affecting Zimbabwe, the sanctions, but individuals. So he wishes that actually the list could be extended.
Yes, I was a colleague, Bakulu Mavantu Lapas, Bonuti Batini, Facebook, yes, in the belly, what in Zamutim Vulege, a Facebook page, yet two smile, Otavantu Batin, or Zotagis Lung Mashangan, a common color, what is that Mashangan? A Mashangan, Wuja?
Anya Pira.
Wuja, a calling for it.
I don't go right.
Yea, what in what a best crew, how do I'm done?
Mina ama sanctions kuti vasuze ngibona kulungele kuti vasuze because akusizi kufana nokuti ungava yena ati hayi la endlini singapheki or yena maye magrocery uyadla mavuya lati hayi asi straighteni singapheki la endlini kungadliwi yena but mafuma kufanele ukuthi bona bahamba boyolaba ngaphandle zonke izinto zabo zia ngaphandle zisinto zelabantu sebangaziko ukuthi ifungaya emakhaya ukhuluma ngemasanje abayazi le nto le ukuthi isebenza njani ukuthi yibenefit abani bona abuyelwa kungiyo le nto le manje mina ngibona ukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi asiste ngibona ukuthi kungayenzekani because if ungahamba uyele emakhaya sebi ubuze abantu ukuthi le nto ihamba njani abayizwisisi
kodwa wena ngokubona kwakho ubonana nama-sanctions lawa abantu kubaphatha njani khonokho
abazi but abantu bahlupheka kakhulu manje laba bahluphekako ngibantu labasemakhayeni le underground because ma uye esibhedlela akunamuphi bazokubhalela incwadi bathi hamba uye Kenneth manje kungaba ngcono ukuthi sibone ukuthi ma asukile ama-sanctions yini le into le izohamba kani
so lapha wena usuggest ukuthi kumele kwenziweni manje
ama-sanctions asitiwe sibone ukuthi kuzenzekani because ithi sithi ama-sanctions abantu bayenza kufana neviva zana bathi viva lema-sanctions mina ngiboni into le isizako because abantu bahlupheka more kuthi bona ma bagulako ukudla kwabo kuphuma ngaphandle mabagula bayaze mina nifana nithi hayi sihambeli nema-sanctions hawa angiboni ukuthi into le i-right mina ngiboni
hayi so wena uthi izijeziso lezi azihlale zikhona
ama-sanctions abawakhipha angasafuneki because angisizi because labantu lasithi siyabathageta bona bahamba yonke lezi ibhamu lezi bayozithola namatagers koke baze nazo bazophukumeza abantu nanithi hayi sinama-sanctions afu angiboni ukuthi ayasiza la ma-sanctions
ya okay noko uyazwakala sibongele kakhulu mashomane
angakaqedi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesihlangano abanye abantu bathi ngikhulume ngesihlangano lawa ngilalelanga
ngikhuluma ngamafishani ye
n'wina vanhu va ka hina le mahlangano ma-sanctions a susiwe mhaka ku a nga pfuni nchumu hi mhaka ku nani ku a karata hina vanhu hina swifuwana yi nga phuwa hina a hi karataka saka a endleni ku ma-sanctions a suka mhaka a swi pfuni nchumu vona va fly va khandziya tisiwa majini va famba va yani va fika va tshungula va tlhela va vuya va kuma medication ya kahle hina ka hi hlupheka apa ni ri ku tela kuti ma-sanctions nga bisiwa kuti kana bisiwa ma-sanctions gona kuti ti vona kuti yita hi ri nga gona ku fambela mbirhi ni kuti a swi beteri ni kuti vanhu va tiva va tinotitia va yitira ma-sanctions kana va karhwala vona endla hi koko vanto ra tiva vo vuya ni zini bya kanaka ni mafoni ya ka buda manyuwana a swi ni mikiremba mitimeleda ma-sanctions ni riva kuti ha misoredi vanhu a yi ndzisisi ni kuti a swi beteri va ya diva ndimini vathu vose ndi rhombela u ri ma-sanctions abye nga u ri a swi thusitiki nga u ri vathu va tamburaundi va tisidzi va swa dlekela kitu a va vahurwani vothe va wana zote hezi vaa va namela mabuku va wange va wana switi zote va vuya iitiko tambuwa ri a tiva ntini
tisiyavonga kakhulu mashongane
apfuwe because ha va feli
siyavonga kakhulu mashongane e so that is Mr. Mashongane is in South Africa. You know, he loves speaking his own language.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Chiredzi.
Interesting.
So, and he says, you know, sanctions must be lifted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that we are joined by one of our guests, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the spokesperson for the MTC president. Dr. Sibanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what are your thoughts about these targeted sanctions, the action by the EU today?
Look, I think that what is important is for us to realize that Zimbabweans have an everyday sanction in the form of poor leadership provided by, or incapable leadership provided by both Mnangagwa and Zanu-PF. And I think that that's a heavy sanction that Zimbabweans are faced with every day. The sanction of corruption, as you know, Zimbabwe is losing, as it were, Zimbabwe lost $11 billion to the corruption around Command Agriculture. Zimbabwe also lost $3 billion to unknown destinations. I think they say it is something to do with oil. And Zimbabwe has lost another $2.9 billion just in the last 3 years alone. So you're talking about over $15 billion being lost to ZANU-PF and Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership. So that's a serious challenge, and we've got to be clear about that. that it's a form of sanction that we do not deserve as Zimbabweans, and that this is a form of sanction that we have control over, and we should not be having such huge losses. We cannot assume that we have control over what other people decide to do or who they want to relate with and in what terms. I think that if you want to play a game with somebody else, you've got to accept that they've got their own terms of reference. And you start to by those rules. At the moment, I think clearly ZANU-PF has put through a lot of suffering.
Sicela ubambe konapho ke sithathe ubaba uJoseph Chuma uyebandla leZANU-PF. Baba Chuma, utshona njani?
Ngicela utshona njani baba?
Hayi, sikahle kakhulu baba Chuma. So we are seeing that the EU is talking about sanctions, saying the Zimbabwe defense industries remains on the sanctions list, and then they actually say on the suspended list are people like the Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, and then the Army Commander Valerie Espanda and Mrs. Grace Mugabe. So now it seems as if they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions on these three. You know, so how do you take it as ZANU-PF and yourself as a politician?
Well, I'll talk about myself as a politician. Really, I would not want to talk on behalf of ZANU-PF because I'm not the spokesperson of the party.
Yes.
But what I can see definitely is a showing of an improvement, so to say, by EU to Zimbabwe. Because you must remember that EU, in first place, came into this game, being influenced by Britain. So the Brexit issue, I think, it also helped a lot of this whole gameplay. They are beginning to see the light now because they are no longer seeing it through the eyes of Britain, but now they are seeing it on their own. So already, this is a massive step, and I'm so hopeful, and I hope that they will continue engaging in that direction to a point whereby they'll end up lifting all the sanctions, whether on a company or an individual or a system. Then that way we can engage each other and start working with that kind of relationship. It becomes better for everyone. It was a war that we had with Britain because of the land reform, obviously. We all know the story behind it. And so EU had no real story behind putting us under sanctions at all. So now because Britain was their ally, at that point in time, they had to do that. But now because they've divorced, now we are seeing those results. We are seeing the EU now being more rational, more positive, and taking those steps. I wasn't going to expect them to really, overnight, just cancel everything and we come back to page one. That was going to be almost impossible. But that kind of step alone, to say now they've removed about four people in their list, that's the Vice President, the Army Commander, Minister Siri, and the former First Lady Grace Mugabe. It's a good step already. It's a positive way of going forward.
So indications are that maybe they are on the suspended sanctions list and not having lifted them, these sanctions. It's a bit complicated, you know, the wording of it. So they are saying they are on the suspended list. So, okay, Baba Chuma, ngasikhangela kusiya kuyo phambili sibili. Kumele lijalo ukuthi izijeziso lezi kumele zesulwe zonke. Kodwa kutshengiseli phela ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzakale khonokho.
Angazi ukuthi uyabusisheni masida kutshengisela ukubana ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzeke khonokho ngoba singakhangela from the time kusiba le new dispensation under ubaba uMnangagwa. We have tried to be as engaging as possible. We have tried to do everything the right way. But you see now, while we are doing that, Silabantu, who like to play with figures, like now what I was hearing from my brother here, Unkurulego, talking about the 11 billion, 3 billion, 2.9 billion, and stuff like that, playing around with figures, throwing them to society, and causing that pandemonium without relevance. They are so famous now of wanting to say things that cannot be substantiated at all by anything like proper figures. So it's always going to be just like what our former president, the late Comrade Mugabe, did when he spoke about that 15 billion being stolen from the diamond industry. Yet we all don't know, anybody who's sane enough to research and have proper information will know that the world over, the diamond industry doesn't even realize that kind of money. So how could tiny Zimbabwe and then have that kind of money disappearing within its coffer under the diamond scheme? It is impossible. But because people don't want to risk, they then buy that story and run all the way to the shops with that kind of story and with those kind of figures, it becomes unfair. That's the kind of recipe that does not build a country at all. Some people actually behave as if they don't even care about Zimbabwe at all. They don't care. They want to see it go down and collapse totally. But that is the only country that you have. When you go out to Britain, you become a foreigner. When you go out to Botswana here next door or South Africa, you become a foreigner. You are only a citizen here in this country, Zimbabwe. And therefore, at times, let's remove that political cap and away a cap of saying, first and foremost, before I am anything, before I am MPC or ZANU-PF, I am Zimbabwe. And whatever I am going to do must propel the goodness of Zimbabwe and make it conducive for my children and their children. That's how we should think, actually.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Baba Chuma. Marvelous.
Aha, regai timboenda kuna vasibanda. Vasibanda maona zvabva ku sangano re European Union. Munotambira sei imi se MDC?
Hello.
Hello, ya tatu kufunza kuti maona zvaturwa ne European Union nasi imi se MDC munotambira sei izvi?
Munokunzwa?
Tikukunzwa itaura yenyu. MDC munotambira sei zvaturwa ne European Union nasi?
Zvatinotambira ndezvekuti dai ZANU-PF yatanga kuziva kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutambura nenyaya yemaitiro avo, nyaya yecorruption neyatinoti lack of leadership, ndinyaya tinofunga kuti iyoyo ndo yatinofanirwa kunyatsotarisa. Uye kana ZANU ichida kuti idyidzane nevamwe vanhu, ngaitambewo ichishandisa marules anenge atarwa nevamwe ivavo kana ichida kutamba navo, kwete kungoramba vachiita kunga look, there is nothing special about ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF should not act as if they are special. Nyika inofamba nenyaya yekuti tinofunga sei techiita zvinhu zvedu zvakanaka here. Saka tinoziva kuti ZANU-PF haisi kuita izvozvo iri kukuvadza nyika. Pane vanga vachitaura vanoti hanzi tichikuita throw mafigures. Mafigures andava kupai 2.5 ne 3 billion ne 11 billion mafigures ari mupublic. People should read vasati vaita macomments. These are figures made public ne public accounts committee inocheiwa navabiti.
Vachuma munogona kupindurawo nezviri kutaurwa navasibanda? Vachuma?
Kana chuma waka Zimbabwe, ngativakei muzvokwadi. Kwete kuivaka nekuda kungoramba tichingopenda a very bleak and gloomy picture of Zimbabwe. Mafigures akutaura vasakanganika mukoma wangu ngule kuti neniwo ndaingove nhengo yeparliament and tinoziva zvinhu zvacho tizofamba sei. Mafigures ese ava kutaura aya ndosandati inini lesubstantiate them. Uchaona kuti hapana zvatinobuda nazvo ipapo. Zvimwe zvinhu kunge tatora zvinhu zvisazaita conclusive ending of investigation through my audits and stuff like that, but tichitobva tamhanya because isusu zvationa chete is any negativity that we get whether from parliament whether from where. Tikangonzwa chinhu chinenge hachina kufamba zvakanaka ndochatomhanya nacho chitereki tosiya zvakanaka zvacho zvichavaka Zimbabwe, zvichaita kuti Zimbabwe inake. Hungu vanhu vari kutambura tinoziva kuta izvozvozvo, and hapana munhu anoda kuti vanhu vatambure because kutambura kwevanhu hakunei nemisangano yedu yatinayo iyonzi MTC. Vanhu MTC ndovari kutambura voga kana kuti vanhu vezvap ndovakagarika voga, hapana zvakadaro. Vanhu vese vari kutambura zvinongofanana whether they are under ZANU-PF kana kuti MTC. Saka kana munhu ari mutungamiri anoziva zvaari kuita, hafanigwe kutomboshungira kuti vanhu vatambure because ndo zvinodzoda kuti at the end of the day toita cause polarization for nothing. So in what I'm saying is that we want to build, we want to make sure if ever there's anybody who's being corrupt, let's bring proper information, let's bring proper evidence so that they are prosecuted. You see, because my court understand that with the system of evidence. Kana evidence is, we won't talk about it. Court
inosiya munhu just like what we experienced last week pakabuda va honorable job sikala and it don't those rather the court inosiya size nemazo as long as manyaya yako waisa padare ne evidence yako yakakwana unobuda saka ipapo tikashama evidence makora dzera aya vanhu vanoenda ku court wobuda wofuti court haine inokuti hapo sure munhu apa uyu but kana usina kutedzera ma facts acho nema evidence ma figures acho zvakakwana vanosiyiwa vanhu aya then chatagona hapane.
I worry, but I understand we have callers, Gibbs.
What is that to call out? Call out, send it to Bani. A caller, who's your name? Call up a comment. Hello, caller, Zaboni, come on.
Hello,
yeah, Mbana Kumalai.
When you are Kumalai, do you want to
hear him? Yapida Yoni, you have gone up on Yoni. Yeah, pose a
caller. My Kuruma negative, any positive, other Zayo, very Zayo, whom you eat.
Well,
I'm fully there, right? Kufu's well in there, right? That testing the 90, Uchuma, Uchu, who had to say, who was it? Yamarizata Punaku, Yula, Ava says I Zan, who was the Babel, Timko, who to end the local, I was not ready. Abantu ekhaya suphela kunokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu uthi umuya kwazenja emntontana kodwa now he chooses to be praised singer owezani kule qiniso iqiniso ithuma kalikhulumi uthi unkululeko sabo ukhuluma amafigazi yes amafigazi ayabambela badla imali amafigazi akhona ngakhethi nje ingafuna uqeda isikhathi nje ngakhethi nathi sekhaya kule ndlala I'm one of those people abathwala umuvi usezimbabwe I'm surprised ngathi sekhaya ukuthi akhethi abantu ekhaya ezimbabwe bayalamba kushiwa. But if you look at the number of tax that are killed, umuvusi South Africa says, but on a daily basis, it's like a one-year driver to a particular time. I'm a truck are taking Zimbabwe not paying hundreds a day. But the people are not taking it. That's clear corruption. I don't want to blame it on the corner.
Yeah, so Mr. Nyoni has got a lot of questions, you know, targeted at Mr. Chuma, and one of them is, what are the positive things that ZANU-PF has done to show that they are really prepared to rule Zimbabwe in a way that is wanted by almost all people in the world, you know? So he says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. For example, he says hundreds and hundreds of trucks are crossing the border into Zimbabwe from South Africa carrying maize. So he says, where is that maize going to? Somebody may be doing something with it. So we'll go back to Mr. Chuma. But in the meantime, Sibuye, kumbe kule kola. Kala stati kola. Ye, kule kule wabani. Kote stati wabani kala. Wabani kunjani? Wabani, sabona?
Hello, Malani.
Hello, kola. Hello, kola. Ehe, tili nani, tukita ora nani, uyeshe, murukupi. Phone enyu manje haisikunzwika zvakanaka mhenu hatisikunyatsokunzwana na ipapo. We had a caller there. I think he wanted to say something, but the line is very, very bad. So
yeah.
I think let me just read. There was a comment here, a very interesting one, on the VOA Facebook page. Purity Goku, I'm watching you from South Africa, but trust Chipangans. A bad carpenter always blames his tools. If a manager fails to run a company, he or she will blame the workers of stealing. And ndazi yekuitwa ku Zimbabwe, all people on top of the government must anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
go to Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda, in a nutshell, Dr. Spanda, are you still there? So I'm told he has dropped the line. So let's go back to Baba Chuma. Baba Chuma, uzwile lapho babe khuluma. Akumphendule ngamafutshane Baba Chuma.
Right. Ubaba ukhona kunesibili. What he's saying is exactly what government is trying to do. Government has said, okay, let's go out of our way and make sure that because we have experienced drought, let's import as much maize as we can so that people don't go hungry. And when government has done that, it has done its utmost duty to try and bring that gap of the drought season and the rain season that we're supposed to be experiencing now. Mm-hmm. So they've brought in the maize, and that maize is then delivered not to ZANU-PF, but delivered to GMB, which then sell it to millers. And those millers are not ZANU-PF, by the way. They are people, individual business people, who then now, some of them are diverting that maize, they're diverting the milling mill into the black market, something that we see and experience every day. So it does not mean that government has not done its part. But government has done its part. But then it's also one no numbu head. It's no longer government. It's no longer ZANU-PF. It's now individuals who are now being worried. You know, criminality.
Why don't you guys? Why don't you guys in ZANU-PF blow the whistle, like what the other fellow Tsenengamu did with others? Why don't you identify them and say 1, 2, 3, 4? Because the moment that happens, people are punished in ZANU-PF. So how do you think they can be, you know, identified? That's a problem, Baba Chum.
No, what I'm saying, my brother, it's not about ZANU-PF. It's about everybody, all citizens that are involved. I'm talking of Umumbo, Zambia, which means that there are people at the border that work at the border that allow those things to happen and cross and go by. And I'm talking of the black market where I go as an individual and go and buy millennial a good black market instead of demanding and even doing citizen arrest to say, where did you find impopular or you can say a putting a motor system a market in Ali? Go to impopular, you take a part of the shop, go okay, go to TM, we say my shop is there. So we are allowing that on our own as a people. We should be, it's not about ZANU-PF, my brother. It's about us, all of us. We should be involved in this whole fight for, in corruption cases, it always takes two or more. It will never be one person. So once you become the second person and you are quiet about it, what can we do? ZANU-PF is just an organization. Government is an institution. But we, the people that are supposed to be living day-to-day lives within this community, are the people that are supposed to police each other and say, no, this is wrong. Because when that should be our responsibility as the people, as citizens. Then we are one of these things are going to be won by standing up and rising up and saying, no, we will not watch and see.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chuma. Besilo baba ecingweni ubaba uNdebele kothi isikhathi asisekho. Baba Ndebele, nxa ungizwa siza kufaka kuhlelo kwesikhathini esibuyayo. Usixolele lamhlanje, hayi isikhathi asivumanga, kodwa siza kufaka sibili kuprogram yethu yena leyi e-live talk. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. MTC Presidential Spokesperson Dr. Nkululeko Spanda and ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma. We also thank our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. You have a very good evening.